This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Well, this is Friday. This is Living It Up while beginning again. And we're so glad you're with us today. And today we have a great topic.
We think it's a good topic for Friday because people spend time with their friends.
Yeah, and it's what it's about. It's about friends.
Okay, and it goes like this: true friends. It's been said that most people have lots of acquaintances and very few true friends. You know, You know, the ones who'll stand by you no matter what. So with God's help, why not let the crucible of tough times be an opportunity to strengthen relationships that are weak?
That's right. And we see in 2 Samuel 19, chapter 15, 19 through 22, when it has to do with David.
Mm-hmm.
And who he's finding out who a true friend of his is. Then the king turned and said to Ittai, a leader of the men of Gath, "Why are you coming with us? Go on back to King Absalom. You are a great guest in Israel, a foreigner in exile. You arrived only recently, and should I force you today to wander with us? I don't even know where we will go. Go on back and take your kinsmen with you, and may the Lord show you his unfailing love and faithfulness." But Ittai said to the king, "I vow by the Lord and by your own life that I will go wherever my lord and king goes, no matter what happens, whether it means life or death."
Mm-hmm.
And David replied, "All right, come on with us."
Mm-hmm.
So Ittai and all his men and their families went along.
Mm-hmm. That's a true friend.
Yeah, well, this is when, Absalom, which is David's son, had taken over Jerusalem, and David was in hiding. I mean, you know, Ittai, you know, basically could have gone back to Jerusalem, and Absalom would have loved it, you know, because he would have been there to help him. But he said, no. So I'm going to stick with you. You're my friend. You're my king. You're my lord. I'm not going anywhere without you. So he ripped up his family and all of his kinsmen and their families, and they stayed with David.
Mm-hmm.
And by golly, it's a good thing they did.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening? David ends up conquering. And David, you know, honors Ittai.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love the verse in Proverbs 18:24. It says, "One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but then there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother."
Mm-hmm.
We've all got them. Don't have a lot like that, but we've all got, prayerfully we do, all have those friends that you know at 3 o'clock in the morning, if you have to call them, not only are they going to answer the phone, but they're going to be there.
That's right. I have a friend of that like that, and his name is Trent. And I remember when I performed his wedding ceremony. Gosh, it's been, 4 years ago?
It's been a while.
4 or 5 years ago. 4 years ago. I remember that was one of the verses I read. It was about he and I during his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Was I always felt like he stuck stronger than a brother to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when my mother passed away, he lived 4 hours away from where the funeral was, he and his brother. And I had no idea they even knew my mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled up to the church, to the funeral home, and first people I saw was Trent and Drew, his brother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what a consoling, wonderful knowing that this friend, through hell or high water, was going to get there because he knew I needed him.
Right.
So, you know, that's what friendship's about, you know, and that's what Ittai was doing with David. He said, "Whether I die, I don't care. I believe in your cause. I believe that the Lord has ordained you as king. So I'm staying." And not only that, my family and all my kinsmen and their families are too. You know what I mean? So Man, David found a great friend at that time.
And you know, when you go through a divorce like you and I unfortunately have,
yeah,
you find out who your friends are, and yep, you find friends that disappear because you're not a couple anymore. That's okay. But then you find the people that are still couples, and they're still your friends. And people that will stick by you when you go through a divorce, those are some true friends.
Well, you also find that when you come to know Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many.
But to divorce is so taboo.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it is.
Takes two to make a marriage.
True. And so people who are more friends with her than you, mm-hmm, than, or you than him, or whatever, mm-hmm, you know, they may go their separate ways, mm-hmm, with them. So, mm-hmm, but also when you come to know the Lord.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Exactly.
There's a lot of friends, you know.
In your adult years.
Right. Because, you know, I mean, you know, my gosh, I mean, I had a lot of friends, you know, didn't want to be friends with me anymore because I didn't want to go partying with, mm-hmm, them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I came to, then I had a couple that still were partiers that still wanted to be my friends. Mm-hmm. We still contacted each other, and you know, and so, you know,
And we've talked a lot about, you know, this being the anniversary of my mom's homegoing.
Yeah.
You know, when someone dies, you know, you see people that kind of come out of the woodwork or step up to the plate.
Sure
that,
do.
It's so heartwarming. And then the ones that are still there after, again, it's all over with.
Yep.
Everybody's gone on with their life. They're still calling and checking on you, texting you. You get a card in the mail out of the blue. They remember. Those are friends, you know. Yeah. Those are people that you really believe care about you.
Well, they do care about
you. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And we need to do the same.
That's right.
Be that kind of a friend.
Yeah. If you want someone to treat you that way, then you need to treat them that way.
That's right.
Okay. So many times we may expect people to do special things for us, but when's the last time you did something special for someone else? Mm-hmm.
Don't be a victim.
Yeah.
If they're on your mind, just go on and do it. Don't be going, oh, did they call me last? Or
who cares? Then?
I mean, yeah, exactly. Who cares?
Forgiveness.
That's not coming from your heart anyway.
Yeah.
Bible says give with a cheerful heart.
You that's know, right.
Give with a cheerful heart. And we never talk about finances, but that's in finances too. And that changed everything for us. And maybe one day we will do some podcasts on that. But that's what he says, to give with a cheerful heart.
Yeah.
And that also means of your time. That means of your love. That means more than just finances, I believe.
Oh, I believe so too. You know, and one thing we found in our ministry is we really want to concentrate on the characters in the Bible. And David, you know, was definitely a character. And his friend Ittai, I mean, you know, these were two men. Okay? These weren't two gods.
That's right.
These weren't two holier than thou's. These weren't two, you know, people who were selected only and no one else was selected but them.
Mm-hmm.
These were just two guys.
Just like some guys that are listening.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? Ruth was just a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Esther.
Y'all can relate to these characters.
Yes.
Get into the Word. It's going to blow your mind. Get a translation that'll come to life for you. One that we love and we always talk about is the Life Recovery Bible.
Man, it'll explain these characters to you, and they will come to life.
You'll go, really? And Steve Otterburn and David Shoup are the ones that published this Bible. Steve Otterburn, those of you that may know of the book of Every Man's Battle,
mm-hmm,
he and David Stoop, they also have a show on every day at 12 o'clock on the radio, on the Word here locally. I don't know about around the world, but they published this Bible.
Yeah.
And, it did. It changed the way that we see these characters.
Absolutely.
We encourage y'all to get the Life Recovery Bible.
Yeah, I mean it's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and a lot of these characters you see in the Bible, you'll see that they're with someone else, or they're being encouraged by someone else. You know, like David was being encouraged by this guy. You know, Noah was being encouraged by his family. You know, Moses was being encouraged by his father-in-law. I mean, there's so many. Mm-hmm. Everyone needed somebody. They all needed a friend.
Moses had a father-in-law? I remember when I read that, I was like, really?
Oh, yeah. He had three kids.
You just don't think
three of or them four kids
that way.
I think four.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, you mean, so you just look at that and you go, wow.
Peter had four unmarried daughters.
Yeah.
I always thought about Peter and my dad because he had four daughters.
I know.
They weren't all unmarried, but you know what I mean? I'm like, wow, he had four daughters too.
I know. So, you know, I mean, these were people that just said, you know what? I'm going to stick with Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay? And because of their devotion and because of their love for him, God could look at them and go, I can use them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what they say? What they say? God doesn't pick the ones who are chosen. He chooses the He doesn't choose the ones who are equipped. He equips the ones he chooses. And when you get to know these characters in the Bible, you understand exactly what we're talking about. Because when you're reading about them, you're going, really?
Yeah, well, they were available.
Yeah. Well, yes. And they were available
for God.
Yeah. But, you know, you read through it and you go, my goodness.
I remember when I was divorced and it was all over with and I was just me and Troy. And I remember this prayer I prayed to God and I was sincere as I could be. And I said, God, it's just me and you now. Here I am. Whatever you want me to do.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Did I think I'd ever be doing what I'm doing right now? No.
No. Me neither.
Thankfully, he allowed me to do something I have some experience at.
Well, I've had a lot of good friends in my life. I think my best friend, of course, on this earth is my wife. I mean, you know, she's with me. She supports me. And I know she loves me. And she'll stand by me. And she knows I'll do the same for her.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no one or nothing that is a better friend to you than Jesus.
Yeah.
Nobody. But in order to know that friendship, in order to know that bond, you've got to give your life to him, your heart to him. Man, what you do, wow. Guess what? He's going to choose you. He already loves you. So if you would please say this prayer with us. Give your life to him and know that you're saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say, if I ask you to forgive me of my sins from a sincere heart, that you'll forgive me. Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I need you as my friend. I need you as my Savior. I need you as my Father. Today I give you my heart, my soul, and my mind. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank y'all so much. And, you know, we know it's Friday, but get on just quickly on the Facebook page and write a comment to Living It Up, Beginning Again.
That's our Facebook address.
I guess that's what it is, Facebook address. You know, share us to your friends. You know, like us. And or if you want to go to our website, info@livingitup.org.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we also have other readings there that if you're interested, you may want to be interested in reading those.
Mm-hmm. And we do have some things coming up in the future, and we can't wait to meet some of you guys face-to-face and girls.
I know.
You know? It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. We'll announce those later as God leads and as the plans come together. We're still praying through it.
Well, we really pray you guys and ladies have a wonderful weekend. Mm-hmm. We pray that you go to church this weekend and that you embrace with other believers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and until we talk to you on Monday, keep living it up.
While beginning again.